What exactly is political correctness, and why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in a ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple, and over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racist, or in the case of man-made climate change,
how dare you try to make a slave of me, techno-destructor, scum dog. The universe, it only allowed me to infiltrate your race. How easy it was for me to gain control of the feeble minds of your already revolted slaves and turn them against you. Well, this night shall mark the dawn of a new era. For tonight, you shall witness an age war.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 116. And yeah, I'm finally back here. I mean, it's been what, like a year now since the strike? About a year? The voice actors guild strike, you know, I had to stand with my fellow voice acting comrades, you know. I couldn't just come on here and be a fucking scab. So, you know, us as a group, I mean, we were demanding residuals for our, you know, it's just the risky back-breaking fucking labor that we're doing over here. You know, the work we work on this shit for hours and hours and fucking practice and don't really get the credit we deserve. So, I mean, it's just so fucking so tough on the vocal cords. I don't know if people get that. So. But thankfully, that's over. I mean, that's settled and done, and we get our bonuses now. You know, the whole $75 or so a session is well worth taking a year off of, you know, with no money, just to fucking to get that kind of dough, that kind of guarantee. So, I'm sure there's no way people just won't hire us anymore or anything like that, or cut back on our work, or. I mean, that'd be silly and mean, and people aren't like that, right? So I would like to thank the guy who filled in for me over the past year or so. Although again, fuck him, you know, fucking scab, fucking piece of shit. But yeah, I mean, I shouldn't be sound mean. So that guy sucked. I mean, did you hear him fucking stuttering like a faggot last week? But it was fucking ridiculous, you know. What a fucking hack. This is the real deal here, the real fucking deal here, you know, that last line was him, this is the real deal. Absolute Deicides is back, you know, he's back, baby. Gruntfreepress.com is the website, podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. You know, if you sent any in the last year or so, I mean, I don't know what that other guy did with them. This is as fucking, the real Twitter fucking handle. The real Absolute Deicides back. But, yeah, I'm already starting off pretty bad. I don't know what the fuck. I had a dentist appointment yesterday. I don't know if that's what fucked me all up. I had a bunch of x-rays. Maybe it's the fucking radiation in my mouth, in my head. Could be that. Yeah, speaking of pricks, what the fuck's going on with CD keys over there? If you remember a couple weeks ago, they sent me a refund for Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, like a week before the game came out or so. If I can get the shit up a little bit. Up, higher. There we go. they sent me a refund for Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite before it came out, like a week before it came out. Something about, like, they were advertising it on CD Keys, the site, cdkeys.com, like, fucking, oh, you know, it's an international code, like, worldwide code, you should be able to, once you buy it, we'll send you the code, and you can use it anywhere. And then they're like, oh, no, I guess we can only get the code for the European region, like the EU or whatever. Even though they were saying for months, like, oh, no, this is a fucking international fucking code, like, whatever, worldwide code, whatever you call it. Region free. So yeah, I mean, guess what just happened to the order I had for Total War Warhammer 2, which again I had fucking same fucking thing. I bought the code like months in advance just because whatever. Now it's fucking, they just sent me another fucking email like, no, we had to refund you, it's fucking only for Europe, whatever the fuck. So I don't know, it's fucking, like, pretty shitty, false advertising there. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, I get the fucking, the full refund and all that shit, but, no, it just still sucks. I mean, you know, it's fucking annoying, pretty much. It's my main complaint. It's not like I'm really losing anything besides fucking just, like, ah, fuck, you know, it's just fucking. Again, if you go back, like, months ago, and I bought, like, a shit ton of codes on there when fucking, like, I don't know, probably around like E3 or so, when they're just like announcing shit and like all these new games. And they're like fucking, like, you know, then you could pre-order them, then the codes all show up on CD keys, and it's like, oh, cool, just fucking pick them up here, like, pretty much half price of what they'd usually be, and just fucking grab them, and just like, all right, cool, I have them, just like, don't think about it anymore. Then they'd fucking just pop up, like, an email or something, like, oh, yeah, hey, I give that game, and fucking whatever, go download it. But now I'm getting these emails of fucking, like, going, oh, we sent you a refund for this game. It's like, what the fuck, man? So it's just like, yeah, it's just like I had to fucking either go direct from, like, Steam or wherever and just fucking pay the full price, or, you know, risk the fucking, you know, going to, like, another code site like G2A, which, again, I've talked about G2A. Like, every time I fucking tried that, it's like, ah, this is a little bit cheaper or whatever. Then you fucking, like, get it, and then it's fucking like, oh, no, all these fucking charges and shit. A million hidden fees and shit, and just fucking like, oh no, it's $5 for this for some reason, like, you know, fucking, like, whatever, some, like, 15% tax, or, like, so it's just like, dude, fuck off. Or the other one's, like, Green Man Gaming, which is, like, that site's like, oh, it's, like, $5 off or some shit, and then, like, fucking, like, oh, just sales tax, and then, like, fucking 5% off, and then, like, fucking, again, like, fucking 6% sales tax. It's like, cool, Steam doesn't have fucking sales tax when I buy it from there, so, cool. And plus, too, the thing with fucking, like, CD keys getting these refunds, like, yeah, it kind of, you know, make it selfish, but it kind of makes me look like a fucking asshole, because whenever I'd pick up, like, a really good deal on like, a game that was fucking, like, you know, a game I was interested in, I'd tell other people about it, like, you know what I mean, like, fucking, like, hey, you know, fucking, go fucking check this fucking deal out, because, you know, the prices fluctuate on there, so, you know, if I see a $60 game on there on sale for, like, $25-$30 or whatever, I'll fucking grab it, and then, like, the three people I talk to, or, like, whatever, on my fucking Gap account or whatever, like, oh, yeah, hey, anybody that fucking wants this game, like, fucking, now's probably the time to buy here when it's, like, $25, because, you know, next week or whatever, it might go up to, like, 40, or, you know, then, like, as it gets closer to release, like, the price tends to, like, rise up and shit, so, I mean, yeah, it's fucking, you know, it's kind of like a stock market or something, because, as I understand it, the reason the games are cheap on there, why the codes are cheap, is because a lot of it has to do with, like, currency exchange rates. Like, people will buy the codes in Russia, like, legitimately, not, like, fucking, like, you know, stolen codes. You know, it's fucking, like, people, oh, fucking shady fucking sites, and people steal codes, and how the fuck you steal codes? It's kind of weird, but, yeah, you just buy it, like, legitimately in fucking, like, Russia. And there's some shit about, like, in Russia, the way they do, like, game sales is, like, it's, like, per disc. Like, it has nothing to do with fucking, like, you know, it's not, like, you know, like, fucking, oh, this game is, like, 60, this game is, like, 20. It's just, like, there, it's, like, fucking, like, no, how much does the disc fucking cost to print, and we'll go from there. So it's, like, whatever, $5 a disc, like, if it's on a fucking disc, like, type of deal. That's how they fucking, like, did their prices. But, yeah, but whatever, they'll buy the codes in, like, fucking, like, Russia or some shit, and then they resell them, and, you know, like, per, like, they'll resell them when fucking the rates are, the exchange rate, even they, you know, they sell them for, like, a little bit more than that, and then, like, the exchange rates and blah, 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 and all the other bullshit you have to go through to transfer fucking currencies and all that. Whatever, it's the, you know, the best fucking deal for them, you know, that they'll fucking sell them, and then fucking, like, you know, then you buy them when they're lowest and blah, blah, blah. So it's pretty much like, you know, it's like these people are making them free trade, and, you know, they're making a fucking profit, and you're fucking saving money, so it's just like, whatever, you know, we get cheap games, so who cares? And, yeah, I mean, in the past, too, I mean, I've never had problems with CD keys, so I'd always recommend them. That's, like, the first site I'd go to, fucking, like, to look for shit cheap, because it's probably just usually the cheapest, and, again, I never had any fucking problems with them. And, yeah, now it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do. So, you know, I thought I'd crack that mythical, you know, games are so much cheaper on PC shit you always hear about from PC elitist fags bragging about. But, Yeah, I know, just fucking, just like, yeah, man, it's fucking, like, bullshit type of deal. Just again, I don't like being, you know, what do they call it, Indian giving? Like, fucking Indian givers. It's fucking like, oh, no, here's a fucking cheap game. Oh, no, I need it back. And you go fucking in the bread line to try to, with everybody else, to fucking grab a $60 fucking game. But, just, yeah, it's just fucking, again, it's just going to be a massive pain in the balls if, like, these fucking, like, dozen or so games I already had fucking, like, you know, pre-ordered from them. If they're all just, like, one after the other, like, oh, no, we had to refund that. Oh, we had to refund that. And again, I have to fucking buy them full price. That shit'll suck. But I don't know, man. Fucking PC gaming is still expensive and still a fucking nightmare in some ways. So, another gay PC thing that's happening is, why is on fucking, like, web pages a fucking, like, cursor or whatever the fuck, you know, the thing that pops up to, so you can, like, type shit in, you know, like, fucking little blinking fucking line, that thing. Why does that always fucking pop up now on, like, different fucking websites on, whatever, I'm using whatever, Microsoft Edge, another fucking, like, gay PC fag thing. They'll be like, oh, well, I'm using, like, Microsoft Edge, oh, fucking noob, like, whatever, use, like, some other bullshit, Chrome. Oh, wait, no, don't use Chrome because of this, but use this other one. Oh, wait, no, don't use that one now. This week you have to use this one. But it's like, whatever, man, just the fucking one that comes in, you know, it's fucking installed in the computer, with Windows, but, yeah, it's just fucking, like, whatever. Now I have, like, this stupid little fucking blinking line showing up. And yeah, it fucks up some pages. Like, I go to click on something, and that fucking, like, cursor, whatever, you know, whatever, that blinking line, that thing, it just, like, it shoots down to, like, the bottom of the page or some shit, and it's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on there. You know what I mean? It just pisses me off. I don't know. I might go back on strike because of that until they fix that shit. But yeah, speaking of nightmares, hey, it is October. I mean, we made it here, so, are you prepared for the spine-tingling sensations of the annual grunt-free press, Spooktober? Is that what we call it? Spooktober? Spooktacular? Spooky Halloween, jamboree? A completely fake and barely themed or cohesive month where I play horror games more than usual and watch horror movies, I guess, and then I have my attention grabbed by something else but not horror related and just fucking kind of decide, fuck it, I do fucking horror shit all year round anyway. But anyway, yeah, that's here. The spooktacular is back. So, and yeah, to start that off in the saddest, shittiest note humanly possible, we had a death in the horror podcasting family, which I'm throwing myself into, even though I'm uninvitedly, if that's a word, and unwantedly, generally. But yeah, Horror News Radio, that's fucking, that's my standard, by far, is my absolute favorite fucking horror podcast that's out there. Anyway, I've listened to fucking a bunch of them. I mean, I fucking started listening to, like, the fucking all the different horror podcasts, and it's fucking like, oh, man, this is fucking, like, these guys suck, like, whatever. It's like, oh, these guys know what they're doing, but they're kind of fucking dicks or whatever. They fucking gay shit going on there. But, yeah, Horror News Radio is fucking like, oh, no, those guys are fucking, like, on point. You know, I like what they're doing, and I've mentioned them. I've recommended it, I think, I believe, on here more than once. I've had, you know, I've had a link to their site and shit and their show on my website, since it started, pretty much. I think since I fucking, like, put it up, I've had fucking, like, that link on there, because I've listened to them for years at this point. Yeah, it's one of the few fucking podcasts that have actually, like, stayed on my list, on my fucking listening fucking pod, you know, shit I listen to, for years, you know what I mean, that haven't fucking, like, pissed me off yet, that I fucking, like, remove them and shit. I'm talking about it, a couple times I've been like, what the fuck, dude, like, when I, you know, with them even, and fucking, like, maybe I should fucking, I don't know if I can listen to this again, but, I've stayed my hand, and yeah, that's fucking Yeah, it's a quality fucking horror show, Horror News Radio. And yeah, as somebody who just doesn't have a whole lot of free time to go to the movies or whatever, or even to fucking watch them at home, you know, I don't really watch movies very much anymore, as you can tell. I play a million games a fucking week, and I don't have a lot of free time, so something's got to get the Das Boot. And yeah, listen to their fucking podcast, like Horror News Radio. It's like almost as good as fucking going to see the movies themselves. So they pretty much just fucking like, all right, here's like the how they usually do reviews. It's like, here's the fucking like setup, you know what I mean? And fucking setup of the movie, and like, you know, then they'll go like through the plot, and then fucking like, all right, you know, hit like the major points, and just fucking like talk about it. And yeah, they're fucking spoiler free and shit. I mean, not spoiler free. They're a fucking spoiler podcast. So it's just fucking like, you know what I mean? They're not gonna, if something comes up in like the ending or some shit, like a twist, they'll talk about it and how we release the rest of the movie. And yeah, just very, very thorough fucking like reviews and shit. So yeah, I always like fucking listening to them. Again, it's fucking like I can't go to the movies, but again, it's fucking, it's just like if I hear something, it's that in between where it's fucking like they're not like going like scene by scene, but they're talking about something that sounds cool. It's fucking like, all right, I should probably maybe go see that, you know, to keep that in mind. But anyway, so yeah, my favorite host on there, this is just an infomercial for them to tell you to go to listen to fucking another podcast. But yeah, my favorite host on there, I mean, they're the one I fucking identified with the most, I guess you would say, like fucking the one who had the most similar taste as me when it came to horror movies. You know, he loved the fucking over the top gore and the real hardcore shit, and also like the fucking the really bad, like, you know, so awful where they're fucking like funny, you know, like fucking that type of shit, or you know, the unappreciated movies, like those type of deals, like fucking just kind of offbeat type of shit. Yeah, that host, Santos Ellen Jr., that, you know, otherwise known as the Black Saint. Yeah, he died, and yeah, I'm not usually one to fucking jump on, you know, I don't fucking like, oh my god, a celebrity just fucking died or some shit, you know what I mean? Someone I never fucking met and never fucking like talked to or whatever, you know what I mean? Fucking that type of thing. I don't jump on those fucking bandwagons. And again, I'm not sure if you'd even fucking qualify him as like a celebrity, you know what I mean? It's fucking probably, however many people they had listening, a couple, you know, a few thousand or whatever, 10,000 a fucking week or whatever, listening to them. But, you know, anybody who's not a fan of that shit, you know, that particular podcast, probably doesn't know who the fuck he is. But again, I've listened to this shit like every week for 4 years or so, 3-4 years, and fucking they had a bunch of like spinoff fucking shows and shit. Yeah, I mean, just, you know, yeah, at the end of every show, like, yeah, I would fucking, like, answer, like, trivia questions every week about, yeah, they'd give them some, like, real fucking obscure, just, like, insane fucking horror trivia bullshit. And yeah, he was, like, a fucking, like, horror movie encyclopedia. Like, he was fucking the real deal, you know what I mean? Like, real fucking hardcore, like, old school fucking just, like, I don't know, they don't fucking, you know, pre-internet, like, fucking just everything's in his head, just fucking, like, photographic memory almost. And yeah, you know, he introduced me to some of my favorite modern horror movies I otherwise would have fucking overlooked, like fucking Dead Snow 2. It's like, I didn't even like the first Dead Snow, then, like, hearing him, like, fucking, like, oh, Dead Snow 2 is fucking, like, you know, just having him describe, like, you know, people kicking fucking babies and shit, and just, like, fucking, just, like, dude, it's, like, over-the-top shit, and fucking, it's, like, it's, all right, give it a chance, then fucking Dead Snow 2, I'm like, dude, that was fucking amazing. And, yeah, you know, recently, the Greasy Strangler, there was another one he fucking recommended to me, which I fucking loved. And, yeah, he helped run a horror film festival in, New York every year, New York City. And I was planning on going down there this year to fucking, you know, go check it out and, like, meet him. And there's actually going to be our big finale to the Grunt Free Press Spookathon. But yeah, I mean, he's fucking, whatever, he died. It's fucking just like, dude, I can't fucking, I know if that shit's even going on. It's like, I don't really even want to go down there. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I could just go and see, like, movies, I guess. But it's like, dude, that just, yeah, it just kind of sucks. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I mean, you know, he's also tied back. He was also a fucking lifelong, you know, he's, again, kind of like me, like he'd fucking buy like every fucking system that came out, and he always kept up with games and all that. So, yeah, one of the good ones. So, you know, he'll be missed, like, really. Again, it sucks. I listen to him every week. Sure, nobody will care if I fucking die, because whatever, nobody gives a fuck what I say. But, yeah, Santos, yeah, I mean... Another phrase he introduced me, which I really liked and want to steal. But just tell if people pissed him off, he'd tell them that they could run backwards, pantless, through a field of dicks. That's what he used to say. So you can do that too if you don't care. So yeah. Anyway, let's kick off the this festival here strong, shall we? Because yeah, I took a stab at another random horror game at Steam. On Steam, called Home Sweet Home, which, yeah, I barely knew anything about it. I mean, I kind of like vaguely remember seeing the name on like some of the random, you know, the list they'd have on websites, like, oh, you know, top upcoming horror games, you know, to keep an eye on and shit like that type of thing. But yeah, it's just fucking, it's just like one of those, it's just kind of, you look at it and it's like, ah, it just looks like a fucking, you know, it's regular, another one of those fucking modern stealth, again, fucking modern horror, fucking hide from the monsters type of game. Which, I mean, there's a million of those. Literally a million. I counted them up on Steam. Exactly 1 million. And, yeah, you know, we've gone through the fucking, you know, the history of those fucking types of games and shit. I played, like, Penumbra and shit and a couple weeks ago. So you get the picture, you know what I'm talking about, like one of those types of games. So, yeah, it's fucking, you know, first person perspective, you're fucking searching through, like, run down, shitty, dilapidated buildings, and lots, you know, you get a ton of locked doors and shit, you just need to find a way to get through, you know, finding fucking, like, keys to open them up, or some puzzles to fucking solve to open fucking pathways, and... yeah, you pretty much get a few fucking really strong fucking enemies and one hit kills. You know, if the fucking thing spots you and runs you down and shit. So I mean, yeah, you're trying to sneak past them by fucking, you know, peeking around corners and shit, trying to get behind them so they don't fucking see you, just so you can get to where you need, or you know, even like hiding in lockers and like cabinets and urns and all that. The usual fucking, never I bring up these games, the usual influences you're probably tired of hearing at this point. You're, you know, Amnesia, Alien Isolation, a little bit of fucking Condemned in there, Outlast, and yeah, it takes place in Thailand too, so it reminded me a little bit of what's it called, that fucking game I played like fucking a while ago. Was it fucking Dread Out, and had a sequel. Like visually looks a little bit like that, or like Fatal Frame a little bit. Yeah, there's some good old fashioned Silent Hill in there too, I'd say. But here's the thing though, here's the thing about Home Sweet Home is it's really fucking good. Yeah, you play some dude, a fucking Asian dude with a very American sounding accent, and yeah, a lot of the voice acting is surprisingly good, by the way, to bring it back to that story that nobody cared about. And yeah, I'd say it's more convincing, like the voice acting, than fucking like even like Resident Evil 7 by comparison, just because, you know, you fucking people rip it on, like, that game, and in other games, too, where it's fucking, like, oh, it's first person, like, you're going through all this, like, horror shit, and, like, the voice acting's, like, pretty fucking, like, you know, either they don't care, or, like, fucking, like, whatever. Here's fucking just, like, it's pretty good, especially the very end. I won't fucking spoil that. But, yeah, so, I mean, you wake up after some kind of, like, oh, yeah, it was some party or some shit where you blacked out. You just don't really know what the fuck's going on. Just wake up in a room and, yeah, you're alone, and, the game pretty much instructs you to fucking, like, oh, go find your way back home. Back home, sweet home, you could say. And then a fucking, you know, Asian ghost girl starts, like, you know, fucking long hair and shit, starts fucking, like, hunting you down and shit. To kind of like the typical whatever ring type, you know, fucking girl slowly walking around, kind of, and it fucking, you know, if she sees you, she'll fucking like scream like real loud and shit and run at you fucking way faster than you can fucking like run away from her. And yeah, then she'll fucking stab the shit out of you if she fucking like gets to you. And so you try to fucking avoid that. Well, you know, trying to figure out how to like progress through the game. It's usually just, whatever. Again, it's almost like Silent Hill. I'm just fucking like, this door is locked, this door is locked, this one needs a fucking key, and then fucking like that type of shit. It's not as fucking simple as like Outlast or whatever, where it's just fucking like, here's the fucking ghost girl, and if I just fucking like hide and like let her go past or whatever, then like go run past her to a fucking, you know what I mean, and fucking like that's it, just a linear fucking A to B type thing. So you're going like back and forth, and it's almost like a legit fucking stealth game, or that chick. She's more like fucking, it reminds me of the fucking, again, the alien from fucking like Alien Isolation, where she's just fucking like relentless. She's like always fucking on you type of deal. She'll just fucking like, you know, come through like walls and shit. You know, it's fucking, it's pretty rough. Yeah, I mean, you, like, at first, it's like, I can kind of get away with, like, staying, again, just kind of, like, staying behind her, you know, and just fucking, I'm like, I can just fucking, like, cheese it like this, if I just fucking, whatever, like, you know, stand behind her back, and, like, walk slowly, and then fucking, like, as she fucking, like, turns, like, slowly turn with her and shit, and just, but then, yeah, as the game goes on, it seems like it gets, like, harder, and fucking, she gets more aggressive, and she's just fucking, like, you know, just, like, falls, so just, like, stop randomly, and just fucking, like, turn it, like, 180 fucking around real quick, and catch you, and it's fucking, you know, so, or she'll, like, fake, like, you know, she'll lean one way, like, she's gonna go fucking left, and, like, she fucking, like, turns, you know, fucking just ends up going right, and, yeah, it's not a fucking easy game at all. You know, so again, it's not fucking like cheesy, fucking like whatever, you know, like again, Outlast of just like, I don't know, I guess probably just do the same shit and just get away with it most of the shit a bunch of times. Yeah, Home Sweet Home, it's fucking, yeah, not easy at all. I mean, if I died a fucking a lot. Yeah, and going back to the crop of modern horror games where, you know, they simplify shit and they, you know, they dip their toes into like walking. You know, it's like, it's kind of, this would have been a walking simulator, I guess. But, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh no, here's one thing you have to just like duck behind cover for a second and then fucking run out. Yeah, Home Sweet Home is fucking, it's like old school fucking horror. Like, it doesn't give a fuck if you fail or you die. And yeah, they don't make the fucking game any easier or anything, you know, when you fucking, like, when you reload it, you know, it's fucking, like, some games do that, of fucking, like, oh, you know, you died a few times, and, like, oh, now, like, what the fuck was the game I played, like, last week, I don't even fucking remember the name of that fucking Cthulhu game, I can't even fucking remember, but it was just fucking, like, you know, the game was like, oh, it's a monster, oh, you died, like, five times, all right, we'll just take that thing away now. It's like, no, it's just fucking, it's still gonna be hard, it's still gonna be there, it's still gonna be fucking, like, ridiculous. You just have to fucking figure the shit out, you know, pretty much, stop dying, fag, I think is what the game would say. Yeah, there's no, like, no resource management or anything like that. I mean, you're not fucking, you know, you're not, like, getting, like, healing items or, like, batteries for your fucking flashlight or, like, bullets, you know. You don't have any fucking, like, weapons or nothing like that. It's not fucking, like, survival horror, you know. It's just fucking, it's very, very difficult fucking stealth horror. Yeah, the only thing that fucking sucks about that is the fucking the loading screen. So, like, the loading times, I guess, every time he dies, it gets kind of long. It's like fucking, I don't know, like 30, 40 seconds or so. And then, you know, then you'll load in, and it's kind of like stuttery and shit for a bit. Well, the, you know, you can like see like the textures all loading in and shit. And well, that's happening. The game is like just a little bit like stuttery and that shit. But hey, it's not like a deal break or anything like that. It's fucking just pretty much just, you know, stop dying, you fucking noob, pretty much. You fucking Home Sweet Home noob. Yeah, so, I mean, there's some pretty cool fucking mechanics in there, too, in the game. And yeah, I mean, the majority of it is you're hiding from fucking Ghost Girl, whatever, and you're fucking crawling around and fucking trying to find items, unlock the doors, and but, all right, I guess some fucking cool one-offs going on there. I mean, you know, a couple of like those chase sequences where you just like you hear her fucking like screaming and shit behind you, and you're like fucking like trying to run, and there's and like these fucking like pools of blood are like forming on the floor. It's fucking, you know, that'll slow you down if you step in them, and there's fucking furniture and shit like fucking getting knocked over and like moving on its own, tripping you up. And yeah, there's this one fucking level where there's this fucking like just this huge fucking monster, just like chasing you like through the building, like looking through windows and shit, and just, you know, popping up here and there, and fucking, you know, he just smashes his arm through the fucking wall and try to crush you. And yeah, it's just, you know, you can see his fucking, you can just see him in like the distance, like looking for you and shit. And you know, and he'll be like on the roof. We just see him like fucking see his, you know, just towering over the fucking building and just like staring at you and fucking trying to crush you. And just like, yeah, you can see like wherever he's looking, there's red lights like fucking, you know, get coming from his eyes and shit. So it's like, you know, you're trying to like time your movements, you know, crouching down and shit, and like using tables and like walls and shit to like, you know, it's like, all right, he's waiting for him to like look over there. And then you fucking like scurry to like the next fucking cover. And, yeah, it's pretty intense. And again, it's fucking like hard. You know what I mean? It's fucking, At the end of that fucking stage, you're crawling, you know, you're fucking like crawling under fucking like tables and shit. There's, you know, there's just a fucking room with like no fucking like ceiling on it. You're just fucking like looking like straight down pretty much, and just kind of like moving a little bit left and right, and you're just like, you barely make it like cover to cover. There's tables and shit you're crawling under, and just fucking like, all right, you get a second, and fucking just go scurry to the next one. And then there'll be like a fucking like open area you have to fucking like cross. And he's like, if you take too long, he starts like flipping over fucking tables and shit, so you can't use him. It's pretty intense shit. I died like fucking like 50 times on there, I think. But yeah, I mean, they do a fucking great job of just mixing shit up, you know what I mean? It just goes from basically you're fucking, like, walking down hallways, it's like it's fucking, I don't know, like, PT or something, and fucking, like, oh, this is all it's gonna be, just fucking, like, hallway after hallway, and then fucking, yeah, then the environment just kind of get, like, they get more and more complex as it goes on. It's fucking, like, alright, there's multiple floors, and you're fucking, like, start, like, backtracking and that type of shit, and you're, you know, following fucking, you know, like red strings and shit into rooms that have like candles in there. You have to fucking like snuff out, and you know, they have like a shrine or whatever, like a fucking occult fucking shrine you have to fucking pray to, and you're like teleporting like to different floors and that type of shit. And yeah, it feels like a fucking, the last level there fucking just feels like a fucking like a legit like lost Silent Hill level or something, you know, only set in Thailand, I guess. So yeah, I mean, you know, it's got that atmosphere to it. Again, that fucking Silent Hill fucking type of creepy, like, you always think there's something like just past the reach here where you can see, like where your flashlight, where the light ends. It's like I've got a feeling it's like there's something like right outside that, you know what I mean? So there's fucking something scurrying around, or you're waiting for fucking something to jump out. And yeah, I mean, I am kind of like jaded, I guess, when it comes to horror games, so. You know, what is like those fucking, like, you know, I hear people like, oh, this is the scariest game of all time. And like, you fucking like check it out. It's the haunted house type game where it's fucking just like, oh, you know, oh, jump scare and shit. And just, and it's just kind of like, yeah, you know, let's go. And something's going to fucking jump out and make loud noises and be fucking obnoxious and shit. And fucking like, let's just get this over with, like that type of thing. And fucking like, oh, well, there it is. And fucking, oh, there's the other one, the next one that's going to pop out like right at the same time. And, yeah, I mean, there's a few fucking jump scares in fucking Home Sweet Home, but they're earned, you know. They have a lot of like build up and shit, and like fucking, you know, a lot of like tension and just fucking. And then like most of the time it's fucking like, oh, it's all, you're all like tense and shit, and then fucking like, oh, nothing's really happening, like nothing will happen for a little bit, and fucking, and then you let your guard down, and then fucking it's like, oh, you kind of like catch something like out of the corner of your eye, like something fucking, again, just like you see it for a second like moving and shit, and then it's fucking like, okay, what's gonna happen? And again, that doesn't fucking like amount to anything. It's fucking like there's no like big like reveal or anything like that. And you'll just be, like, going around, again, it's just pretty open, you're just fucking, like, ah, oh, it's opening all these doors and shit, and, like, you'll open a fucking, you know, a bunch of bathroom stalls, and like nothing's in there. It's like, oh, there's blood in one or some shit. Like then you open one, there's some fucking like misshapen, just like black slime monster in there, fucking. And he just fucking like kind of screams and fucking like hops up in the fucking vents, and like then like what's like what the fuck was that? And then he just and then they just like never address it again. Like it's just like gone. It's fucking like, I'll admit they got me a few times with that shit. Like especially at the end, the very end of the game, which again I'm not gonna fucking completely spoil it. I know, but it's not like, nah, it's not really like a fucking what do you call it? It's not like a story spoiler or anything like that. And again, it's just fucking like the last level is just like very different from the rest of the game. I don't want to fucking like really go into it too much, but I'll say I'll say it's fucking like, it's very different and it's fucking like creepy as fuck. Not that different, but it's just fucking just a very, you know, just it feels different and shit. But it works fucking so well just because, you know, it's only like 10 minutes or so. And then, like, if the whole game was like that, it'd be like fucking like, ah, it's kind of gay. And if I describe it, it'd be like fucking like, yeah, whatever. But, I mean, so I won't spoil that, but I will warn people that the game is episodic. So, at the end of it, I'll spoil the very end of it, where it just says like fucking, you know, just fucking, it ends abruptly with a fucking like just to be continued message. So, you know, to be continued in chapter two, whatever the fuck. So I didn't know fucking it was episodic when I played it, and yeah, it might have been in the fucking the summary of the game, or like a bullet point on there or some shit on like the store page. But now who reads that shit? I was just fucking, ah, whatever, I'll check it out. So. Yeah, you know, if you're one of those people that fucking, like, bitches about fucking, like, incomplete games or whatever, like, incomplete fucking, like, game stories, oh, they don't fucking, like, wrap everything up with a bow and fucking, like, hit you over the head with, you know, with a bunch of shit, just be warned. Like, it didn't fucking, like, bother me. I was like, oh, no, fine, it's fine, it works. Yeah, again, it works as a standalone game, it's fine. But, yeah, I mean, just, you know, some people just don't get the difference between, like, abstract storytelling and, like, lazy, like, incomplete storytelling because, you know, everybody's fucking autistic, but, yeah, it's one of those deals. I'm fine how that ended. Yeah, the entire game's kind of, like, this otherworldly, like, mythological shit full of, like, symbolism, so it's fucking, like, if it just, like, ends like that, it's fucking, like, whatever. Like, even if they don't make a fucking, like, chapter two, it's like, yeah, it's not a fucking, not a big deal, it's fine, it works. And it's still, like, a fucking six-hour game, and it's fucking awesome, you know what I mean? So, and now, you know, if episode two pops up, it's like, cool, I have that to look fucking forward to anyway, if they make it, and, yeah, there's some fucking really good puzzles in the fucking game, too. It's just, like, you know, just the right fucking combination of, like, frustrating or fucking abstract enough where, you know, you beat your head against the fucking puzzle for a while, you fucking get a little bit pissed, and then, you know, you think about, like, fucking, like, gosh, you just fucking just go to a walkthrough and do that, because it's fucking driving me nuts, and you just kind of take a deep breath and fucking look at it from a different angle and shit, and then it's, you have that fucking, like, aha, you know what I mean, like, that fucking, that moment where you feel like you're fucking, like, genius and fucking, you know, old school fucking puzzles and lot combinations and cryptic formulas and that type of shit, and it's like, yeah, I fucking loved everything about that game. I highly recommend Home Sweet Home. It's very, very fucking good. Again, one of the best horror games I've played in fucking, like, years. So, it's a great way to kick off this spooktacular season. We'll be right back. Themed something or other game discussion. But yeah, how about the speaking of horror, how about the horror show that's happening over at Nintendo, like, you know, and fucking Atlas for that matter, too. Two companies that were and continue to be fucking dicks about streaming games and fucking taking down fan projects and that sort of shit. Are Japanese companies in general, are they just kind of like dicks or what? I mean, little fucking tiny yellow Asian dicks. Nintendo's fucking developed the reputation for fucking shutting down and controlling everything and fucking anything, even remotely tied to their games, their IP, to the point where, you know, it's pretty much a joke now. Fucking like, oh, Nintendo, oh, he has fucking some fucking Nintendo fan project of, oh, you know, lol, that's going to get shut down. How long did that get shut down and shit? And we can have that whole fucking debate about, you know, fucking, well, legally, you know, they have to protect their licenses and blah, 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 and, you know, and on the fucking, you know, on the fucking first issue with them, the most fucking recent issue with them anyway, fucking, and maybe there's, like, some validity to that. I mean, it's fucking not just, you know, they shut down a multiplayer hack of, Super Mario 64, where a bunch of people could play it. I think it was like 24 people at a time could play it, and, you know, they just fucking pretty much hacked fucking multiplayer into fucking the game. Technically it's fucking illegal to redistribute fucking ROMs, maybe, like, sort of, maybe, you know, if you don't fucking own the game or some shit, like, fucking, the ROMs are illegal, but if you do have the game, they are illegal or some shit. Oh, some in some places or something. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, just fuck off with that shit. I mean, it's a fucking, you know, it's a 20-something-year-old fucking game and whatever it is. I forget. About 20 years or so. But, you know, somebody fucking modded it to fucking add a fucking a new feature into it. And it's just like, dude, if you're gonna do, like, a re-release of fucking, like, Mario 64 or some shit, and it's fucking, like, hey, you know, how about make it fucking make something that's better, you know, better than these fucking, like, amateur fucking people hacking the game. Like, you know, you're worried about that. You know what I mean? It's pretty simple. If you can fucking make a better game with fucking the resources that you have at Nintendo, like, you know what I mean? Fucking giant fucking game company, you know, maybe you can come up with something better. Or, I mean, again, all fairness, you can just take that idea and, like, oh, whatever, yeah, let them do that. Let them, like, test it. And I mean, they can fucking, as far as I know, it's fucking, like, legal as shit for them to fucking be like, oh, you guys hacked our game, cool, we're gonna fucking take it now. We're just gonna just take what you did and fucking, like, now we, you know, because you fucking took our shit. It was like, why don't you just fucking take their shit and fucking, you know what I mean, make a better version of it. And what are they gonna say? You know, fucking, oh, they stole our thing that we stole from, like, whatever, dude. It's fucking pretty simple way to deal with that shit. Then, you know, you'd have fucking nothing to worry about. I mean, pretty much, I mean, I've heard they have just, I'm pretty sure fucking companies have done that before, where they're fucking just like, oh, you know, we fucking released some game on Steam, and all it is fucking, like, a ROM that somebody dumped, or, you know, like, somebody dumped, and just fucking, like, take that off the internet and fucking, like, sell it, and people buy it, you know what I mean? I'm sure half the fucking NES Classics is probably all that shit, too, you know what I mean? And yeah, I mean, Nintendo fans seem to be fucking old school fucking physical collectors anyway, so, I mean, they'll fucking still buy whatever the fuck Nintendo puts out there, so, you know, fucking ROMs of fucking NES and Super Nintendo games, you know, they've been around for fucking ever, and they still keep buying those fucking, again, those dumb fucking classic consoles and shit, fucking. They can't keep them. No, Nintendo can't fucking keep those in the shelves. They can't fucking print them fast enough. So, I don't know. It just seems fucking shitty to fucking shut that shit down. And even shittier, you know, the second fucking one thing this week with fucking Nintendo being fucking assholes. they're fucking over people that are streaming their games even harder than they did before. Like, people were streaming fucking Nintendo games online. Yeah, I guess, like, before, they wouldn't let anybody make money off of the footage of their games, like, unless they became, like, a partner or some shit first, and, like, it's like, oh, you're a Nintendo partner, so now, you know, we're not going to take your shit down, but, you know, now that you're a partner, you can make money off of it, but fucking Nintendo's going to make a, you know, percentage off of it, too, and... No, my philosophy on that is, fuck, you know, nobody should fucking make money streaming games, period, you know what I mean? Not fucking random streamers, and fucking not the companies either, but, you know, it just, you know, as long as fucking the industry and fucking, that industry is going on, and people fucking streaming games, and they're making money off of it and shit, and, every other company fucking lets it happen, and why wouldn't they? I mean, it's just because, again, all it is pretty much fucking free advertising for the fucking game. I mean, and then Nintendo's gonna pull this shit. I mean, they just look like fucking the biggest dicks, you know what I mean? Like, but now, to be even dickier, this week, they announced they're not gonna let anybody stream their games, period, from what I understand. Yeah, the article I read only mentioned, like, YouTube streaming in particular, but that'd be fucking real weird, you know what I mean? It'd be strange if it was just fucking, we're not gonna let anybody stream on YouTube, like that was it, but you can fucking still go on, like, Twitch and everywhere else, and I don't know why they'd single out just YouTube streaming for some reason. But yeah, and then they're like, fucking, you know, hey, if you're partnered with us, you can still put up, like, the edited videos. Like, that's the way to get around with it. You can't stream live, but you can fucking, you know what I mean, edit the videos afterwards and fucking put it up, and then we'll take our cut from that. Like, no problem, you know what I mean? We're just fucking, it's like, oh, you know, we just don't want you streaming live where, you know, we can't control and approve the content for us, you know what I mean? Because you might say something we don't like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, nigger, maybe, something like that. It's just like, fucking Christ with this shit. I mean, like to a degree, I get it. I mean, they're fucking Nintendo, and they're basically fucking video game Disney, I guess, and they make fucking kid games, and no, just the whole situation does seem a little bit niggardly, if you ask me. And then you get Atlas, and I don't know what the fuck their deal is, fucking, like, what's going on over there, either. They're just fucking acting like a bunch of cunts, too. Nigger cunts, if you ask me. You know, they had that fucking bullshit with Persona 5, where they were restricting what you could show on your streams, and you know, they thought they're fucking, yeah, they just thought fucking Persona 5 was just that fucking special, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, you know, they'd report you for spoiling their fucking story or some shit, and yeah, apparently they're still enforcing that, too, even like, whatever, it's been, like, fucking 6 months later, whatever the fuck, since that game came out, but, you know, they're still, they said something, like, I was like, oh, don't worry, you know, when it came out, like, oh, we're gonna just get, you know, they're gonna enforce these fucking, like, ridiculous fucking streaming rules for now, but, you know, that's just temporary, well, the game's still new, and then fucking, you know what I mean, oh, we'll take it down later, and then it's fucking months later, and fucking, like, nah, they're still up there, like, whatever the fuck, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Yeah, then now they're going after fucking some people working on a PlayStation 3 emulator, which, again, this is, I don't think there's anything fucking, I'm pretty sure there's nothing illegal about fucking emulators, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, again, it's just kind of like a separate software that emulates a fucking, like, a you know, software that emulates hardware type of deal, and yeah, it's not fucking, it's again, it's not Sony, and Sony's not going after them, you know what I mean? It's fucking, they're not telling them, oh, you can't do that. They're just like, yeah, whatever, man. Like fucking, what the fuck is that? It's fucking, again, it's a 12-year-old system or some shit. Like, you know, fucking remove, like, they don't care. They want people buying fucking PS4s at this point. So, yeah, I mean, they're not going after it. It's, you know, something about, like, the emulator was fucking listing, they were listing games that could run, you know, they're testing game by game, oh, what works, some work, some don't, they're fucking working with the ROMs and the fucking, the emulator to make the shit work, and, yeah, one of them they listed that worked was an Atlas game, so they, know, they sent out fucking cease and desist letters. Atlas did. They're fucking, you know, being fags in general, and fucking, you know, just made them fucking take the game off the list of games that work. And just like, dude, you know what I mean? It's like I bought a fucking PS3 to play fucking Demon Souls not too long ago. And yeah, most of the games I played on my fucking PS4 have been fucking remastered PS3 games and shit. It's just like, dude, these games like don't hold up very well. You know what I mean? It's fucking, they're not like. Again, they're not fucking competition for fucking modern games at this point. Like, dude, just fucking relax, fucking chill out. Fucking Atlas is coming off as a bunch of fucking, like, dicks, pretty much. You know what I mean? Dickheads. Real cupheads, you would say. Because, yeah, fucking finally, dude. Fucking cupheads out. It's been years since the game was fucking announced. And, yeah, it's here, finally. And, yeah, you know what? It's fucking exactly what they said it was going to be. It's a 2D Contra-style shooter with, you know, fucking beautiful 30s-era cartoon-inspired graphics. And, yeah, the art, the fucking, and the animation, it's fucking ridiculous. It's one of those games where, fucking, you know, it's almost as much fun to watch as it is to play, just because it's fucking, it just looks like a fucking, like, an old fucking 30s cartoon, you know what I mean? It's fucking somebody fucking playing it and shit, and, yeah, it really does just fucking look like that. It looks like a fucking cartoon, you know? Which is something I've been fucking saying for a long-ass time, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, I do like my realistic fucking eye-melting, lifelike 3D graphics and all that shit, but it's just like, you know, if you're gonna go 2D, if you're gonna make a fucking 2D game on, like, modern hardware, you know, so you can fucking, why are you trying to fucking make everything look like it did in fucking, like, 1985 or whatever the fuck, you know? Yeah, you can do whatever the fuck you want, you know, just fucking scan in whatever you want to fucking for sprites, and it's not like, you know, they're not fucking limited to like 8 bits or some shit, you know, you have fucking high def scanning, fucking high def fucking drawings for fucking sprites and fucking backgrounds and shit, and it's like, why not be lazy and, you know, do that, you know, instead of fucking, like, I was gonna draw some blocks, you know, just fucking, you know, they did that with Cuphead, and dude, it's fucking amazing, it really is. That was exactly the kind of fucking, no, exactly what I was talking about. It's kind of just deceptive looking at it, you know, because you look at it and it looks like, ah, it's a cartoon, you know, just fucking giant fucking sprites and shit. It must be simple, and I'm going to blow your mind here, maybe, and just going to break a big scoop right here. Cuphead is difficult. I mean, it's a hard game. It is hard. It's a different kind of hard than, like, Contra, where it's fucking, you know, Contra, you fucking, like, die in, like, one hit, and the regular enemies you're facing die in fucking one hit, and you have a fucking, you know, instead in Cuphead, you have a fucking, you know, you have a life meter, which usually gives you, standard, when you start out, you have three hit points or whatever. But then you can buy items from a vendor to change that up, so. You know, you buy different items, so it's fucking like, oh, well, you equip this, it's fucking, oh, you have 4 hit points or 5 hit points or whatever, and then it balances that out by making your attacks weaker, so it's fucking like, you know, balances out like that. You know, you can also buy different weapons and abilities and shit, so, as you're playing the game, you can swap out between two different ones you have equipped. You know, it's like, oh, you know, at first one I bought, I'm like, oh, a spread gun, that'll be cool, but it's not nearly as powerful as you'd think. It's not, again, just going back, it's not like the Contra spread gun where it's just fucking like, ah, oh, this is like the only gun you'd ever want to use. It's like, no, they balance shit out, so it's like, shit, you know, it's short range, it doesn't do that much damage and shit. You know, then I tried out like a flame shot you can charge up, but it's fucking like, oh, no, you can't fucking like rapid fire and honestly, I've fucking tried a few of them out. Like, this might sound boring, but it's just fucking like, I just found, like, using the standard weapon you start with. I mean, I'm like, I'm fine with this. I can just fucking use this. It works, you know. Stick with that. you just hold down the fire button, and it fucking continuously shoots. You know, it's just fucking rapid fire if you hold down the button. So it's like, you can just do that and just concentrate more on, like, the platforming and the fucking You hold the fucking, if you hold the right bumper down, you stand in place, you can shoot in like eight directions and shit, which that takes a little bit of getting used to, but it's really, really all you need. It's fucking like, all right, it's fine again, it's fucking, it works, you know. There's a couple of other fancy moves they give you, like, you know, dash across the screen and fucking moves you further, like horizontally, and you know, you need that to make like longer jumps and shit. And there's a parry move, which is anything pink in the game, you can do like a double jump off of it if you time it like just right, so you hit the button like just right before the thing makes contact with you, or you make contact with it. But yeah, I mean, besides a few spots like you have to use that to fucking deactivate a switch or some shit in a boss fight, you know, or some shit like that. It's kind of like, I have some pink thing I can parry off of, but it's kind of risky, and to fucking try it, and it doesn't do much to help you usually, besides, you know, you get some fucking like extra height somewhere to fucking like grab a coin or some shit, or, you know, it increases your score in the level too. It's fucking like, if you do like so many parries, you know, they have, that adds up to your score. I don't really give a shit about that. Yeah, I'm not that much of a fucking completionist or like score chase or anything like that. We're gonna fucking like torture myself and fucking like, I gotta get all the coins in the level. I have to get all A's or whatever. It's like, nah, I'm just gonna get by it. That's fine. So yeah, I mean, you get the coins that are in like, you know, the side scrolling levels. You know, it's like game's pretty much broken up into boss fights and then fucking side scrolling levels. And yeah, you get the coins in the side-scrolling ones, and yeah, it's like fucking use those to buy the weapons. Again, they're just fucking like optional weapons, and I don't really find myself using it too much. I was like, yeah, you know, whatever, man. It's fucking the goal. My goal is just to fucking get through the levels at this point. I mean, probably, you know, if I want to, that's something I do like afterwards after I beat the game and go back, like try to like get everything and shit. But it's, I'm like 75% or so through of the game right now, it's telling me, and it's just fucking like, yeah, I'd probably go nuts and fucking kill myself before that shit. If I gotta get A's and shit, but yeah, I mean, the game's fucking hard again, but it's hard, but it's like fair, you know. It's not like fucking like ridiculous or anything. You just fucking keep at it for a little bit. It's like fucking like, you know, you only get so many patterns and shit the enemies can do, and it's just, all right, once you get it, and then it's just a matter of like executing, you know what I mean, not fucking up, you know. It's a good kind of hard, you know. So it has a lot of fucking Mega Man influence in it. Some very direct fucking Mega Man influences in there. Like, yeah, one of the bosses is this big fucking goofy cartoon dragon you're fighting. And yeah, you're on like constantly moving platforms, like in fucking Mega Man 2, that fucking dragon you use the heat beam on, the heat fucking weapon. Yeah, or there's the mad scientist boss. He looks just like fucking Dr. Wily, and he fucking gets inside of a giant fucking robot. You know, he's got the fucking crazy white hair and all that shit, and then at the end of the fight, he ends up pulling out like a giant diamond, and that might be a reference to like supposed to be like a Chaos Emerald from Sonic the Hedgehog, which is kind of a weird fucking mashup of references, but that's what's cool about the game. It's fucking, you know, it's like old school fucking platforming slash, you know, shooter or whatever. It's like, yeah, it's kind of like a retro-style game, but then it's fucking, you know, they're pulling their art style from a fucking time before, you know. It's not like retro as in video, you know, fucking not retro video games. It's fucking like retro, like, 30s fucking cartoons before, you know, video games even existed. So it's not, you know, they're not really tied down with just fucking like, I gotta, you know, gotta make this, like, 8 and 16-bit and pull everything from that. It's fucking like, yeah, we can pretty much do whatever we want, but, you know, we just gotta use those old school games as like a reference type of deal, you know. It's fucking cool. A reference as in an influence to draw from, not like completely rip off and copy, you know what I mean. So yeah, I mean, yeah, they change up the gameplay too. I mean, it's fucking I guess originally the game was just going to be a pure boss rush game, you know. It's fucking just one boss fight after the other, and then they expanded that and fucking added, those platforming levels, and they added an overworld map. You just fucking walk around to and go level to level. And to be honest, I find the platforming levels, I find those fucking a lot more frustrating than the boss fights, you know, just because the bosses, they'll transform into like a few different forms you have to fight. And yeah, I mean, you have to memorize a few different fucking attack patterns and shit per form, pretty much. And it's like, all right, you know, it's not too bad. You know what I mean? It's fucking, yeah, you'll still die a bunch of shit trying to figure it out. And it's, yeah, I'm saying it's fucking, once you figure it out, it's fucking like, all right, you're making mistakes and shit. And but then, yeah, the platforming levels of like infinitely respawning enemies and fucking, you know, these spots where if you don't fucking like kill shit like fast enough, then it's fucking like, all right, you can get like cornered and fucking fucked over and just like take like, you know, a few hits as you're trying to fucking like get back on a platform and shit. And there's also some levels where you're flying an airplane. You know, and those are fucking like legit fucking bullet hell shooters. I mean, I guess the entire game technically you could call a fucking bullet hell shooter, but I mean, like, you know, the horizontal fucking plane flying fucking bullet hell flying shooters, like they like those type. Yeah, I think those are fucking more difficult too. Just, you know, just because instead of having like fucking, you know, a lot of the shit is fucking like, oh, I can dash, get out of the way or some of this shit and get out of a bad situation and fucking using Y to dash, and when you're in the plane, you hit Y, you turn your ship turns like small, and I just find that kind of like awkward, you know, and like harder to judge than fuck. I'm gonna fucking like go horizontally dash like left to right, and once you get like the distance down that you're going on the screen, is fucking consistent doing that. Yeah, it's consistent with the plane too, but it's fucking like, oh, these fucking million bullets going everywhere. It's fucking like, oh, I can turn my ship fucking tiny to get through this shit, and then like, you know, do I have enough room to fucking like let go of the button so my fucking, you know, the plane fucking the plane fucking like, you know, when it gets big again, it's not gonna get hit by a bullet and shit, and just like, yeah, it's kind of tricky. They're fun though. I mean, yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it reminds me of like whatever 1942 or some shit, whatever. Harder than that, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, then there's a few mausoleum levels, which is, you know, just fucking just like a static screen, and they have like an urn in the center of it, and you get these pink ghosts that float. Towards the urn. They're coming in from like all different angles of the screen. They're coming in at like different speeds. You have to like jump on them and like parry them at the right time, like before they reach the urn. Yeah, and if you finish those, you get a new super move, which is, those are like these real powerful attacks you can use once your super or whatever special meter fills up at the bottom. But yeah, it's getting into the weeds a little bit there. I mean, the main draw for the game is those fucking like boss fights. I mean, not to say the other shit's like bad or anything. Like the other levels are still fun. Because again, you know, the different weapons you earn, the collectibles that are like all that shit like adds to like the replayability. But yeah, I mean the boss fights are fucking like just like so good. I mean, they're so good that it's almost like you know, I know they kind of like they showed off when they were first showing off the game, like they're just showing the boss fights, and everyone's like, oh, you know, it's not like, again, it's fucking people like, oh, it's like Contra, right? So we're like the side scrolling levels and blah blah blah. So like, yeah, maybe we should add like side scrolling levels, and they did. That's part of, you know, partly why the fucking game took so long to come out. But it's almost like fucking, like, I almost wish they just fucking, like, just whatever, man. Just fucking just, like, instead of doing, adding the other, like, you know, like, the extra shit with, like, fucking, like, oh, the world map. And, like, it's like, yeah, it looks cool, I guess, and it gets people to, like, fucking, like, play it. But, I guess, and, like, it's like, oh, I almost wish they just fucking kind of stuck with the all boss fights and just fucking, like, oh, I added more of them and shit instead of, like, you know what I mean? I traded the other shit for more boss fights, is what I'm saying, but yeah, it's a really good fucking game. I mean, I was expecting to like it, and I'm like fucking like, oh, you know, I'll play this for, I'll play Cuphead, I'll play a couple levels a day or some shit, and then I'll move on to something else, something meatier, and play like fucking Warhammer 2 that'll be my main focus. And but yeah, dude, fucking Cuphead's addicting as shit. I mean, it's fucking, you know, you'll have a fucking hard time on a level, and fucking, you know, you get like just to the point of like being frustrated and wanting to fucking like quit. And you have fucking like one good run, and then fucking, you know, you beat the level and shit. And you see the fucking, or yeah, you know, you just fucking like, you know, you see like the boss's like final form and shit. And when you die too, it'll show you like it's like a progress meter. It's fucking like, ah, oh, you just barely, you almost fucking like got him and shit. And just, You know, and then you beat it. You see the fucking, like, you know, knockout on the fucking bosses, and it's like fucking, oh man, you fucking, like, finally breathe, and it's fucking, it's so good. You feel fucking accomplished, and then it's fucking like, all right, well, that was gonna be my last one, but let's just see what the next one's like. You know what I mean? It's fucking like you're stuck in there for like another like 20, 30 minutes, like doing that shit, and yeah, then before you know it, you've been playing for fucking like hours. You know what I mean? Really good. Which is I was expecting from Total War Warhammer 2. And yeah, you know, I played that for, I've only played a couple hours of it, but from what I played, it's really fucking good too. I mean, I was kind of worried that it was, I'm like fucking, it's just gonna be like a sequel, last sequel to the first Total War Warhammer, where that's why I took a little bit of a break from that, and as like the sequel was coming out, so I'm like, I don't want to get like burned out on fucking this game and then like, you know, go play something very similar to it. Because, you know, if you look at have somebody playing it, like, if you look at like side by side, like fucking like, oh, here's Total War Warhammer 1 and Total War Warhammer 2, and you just kind of like look at it, and it looks really similar. You know, it's fucking different maps and shit. They have like some added win conditions to shake shit up a little bit, and you know, a few new factions, but they're basically the same, right? I mean, it's the same fucking game more or less, and I mean, the core of it is the same idea as the first one, and I guess fucking, you know, this the pretty much the Total War games as a series. You know, you're fucking building up your factions army and, you know, trying to get a stable economy and shit to build a bigger army, I guess, you know, and fucking like sack different cities and control territory and, you know, fighting these fucking massive battles to fucking complete your factions, like victory conditions and all that shit. But yeah, those fucking battles though, the fucking battles in fucking Warhammer 2 is fucking, man, they're fucking fast. They're fucking fast as fuck. I mean, the controls are basically the same. I mean, you fucking set up your fucking army the same way, and you're using the same fucking tactics and all that, but, you know, it's fucking, like, action arcade-y fucking, like, madness, like, fucking just hardcore fucking arcade madness, like, comparatively to the other games. Yeah, people were saying, like the original fucking Warhammer was fucking, like, arcade-y, like, oh, no, it's too fast and fucking, like, whatever. You know, again, I don't, for my history, I only played fucking, like, one other Total War game besides fucking Warhammer, but it's fucking like, I don't know, it's fucking a little bit faster, I guess, but it's fucking still like, you know, similar. But yeah, I mean, fucking Warhammer 2 is absolutely going for that fucking, that arcade fucking just real fast fucking thing, dude. You know, like the default movement speed when you move your troops is fucking like running. You know what I mean? You click once and the guys just fucking like run, and they run fucking like fast. You know, it seems like there's a lot more emphasis on like ranged attacks and shit. So it's not just it could be because I'm playing as the high elf, so, you know, half my army is just fucking made up of archers, like constantly fucking like firing at shit, like fucking like, you know, half a mile away. But yeah, just, dude, the whole game, just everything's just fucking so goddamn fast and, like, smooth and shit. Yeah, I mean, there's more, like, pronounced terrain, you know? It's funny, you know, you get these fucking, like, big hills and fucking obstacles and shit. And, and before it'd just be, like, a pain in the ass of, like, oh, there's a hill over there. Oh, it's gonna just going to be a pain in the ass to fucking, like, move up it. And, you know, but you want to get up there just because, it'd be fucking pain in the ass for you to get up there, but then fucking it's a pain in the ass for anybody else to try to get up there. So I get up there first, so good luck trying to get me up here type of deal. And and then fucking you go up there and you guys are moving like slow motion and shit, and they're all like tired and fucking like, you know, that type of thing. But yeah, I mean, fucking, it's same deal, but it's fucking, like, everything's, like, double speed, you know what I mean? It feels like, you know, it's still the same concept, just fucking, like, quicker, and just feels fucking, yeah, it just feels better, I think. You know, more like deliberate, so it's fun. Yeah, it's, you just kind of look at the map and you instantly fucking like recognize like how it's laid out and like how it's supposed to be played. And you know, compared to before, it was just fucking like, I guess that's like a hill, kind of slightly raised up, like fucking terrain here, and then fucking like, oh, it's taking me like a year to fucking climb it, so I guess it's fucking, I'll hit fast forward and wait, I guess. But it's just everything fucking just feels better. It feels fucking more cohesive. I mean, it's pretty fucking badass still. I mean, I only get to play a few hours of it because of fucking, like, Cuphead, so I don't have really that much to fucking say beyond my initial impressions, which is fucking, like, oh, this is fucking, like, really good. Like, fucking, it really is fucking better, and did a good job fucking improving the shit, but, yeah, I mean, I think this was, this week, I think it was quietly one of the best fucking weeks of game releases in fucking years, you know, that I can fucking remember. Really the best fucking week for games I can remember fucking, like, ever, if I think about it. I mean, there were fucking, like, four or five, like, great fucking games coming out. I couldn't play any of them, like, nearly as much as I wanted to, but it's just fucking, you know, Home Sweet Home was fucking, you know, the best fucking horror game I played in fucking years. Cuphead, which is fucking amazing. Total War Warhammer 2, which, again, which I've, from what I've played, is fucking, like, oh, this is an improvement to, like, an already fucking great game. Pinball FX3, which I fucking didn't even have a chance to fucking play at all. I was just fucking like, I'll download it and shit, but it's fucking like, huh, I don't have time to fucking play it at all. But I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's pretty good, and it's probably, again, slightly improved fucking Pinball FX2, which is fucking already awesome. And yeah, Forza Motorsport 7, which, you know, I was like, I'm just gonna install this and fucking fuck around with it for a little bit, and, you know, I'm like, adjust my graphic settings and all that, and you know what I mean, I'll get around to it eventually, and just it's the fucking next Forza, and that, again, that series is a fucking rock, you know. It's just like each one's better than the last, but it's even playing, like, the first couple races, I was just like, fucking, like, holy shit, like, this game is fucking, like, mind-blowing. It's ridiculous. And you know, playing the game on my PC, like, the default settings is fucking just defaulted to, like, ultra at fucking, like, 4K, and it's goddamn incredible looking. Like, you know, I don't even have a fucking 4K TV or anything like that, or a fucking computer monitor, but it's fucking, you know, it's like, 4K textures, and they downscale it to fucking, like, 1080, and it's like, dude, this is, like, the most fucking photorealistic fucking graphics I've ever seen in a fucking game. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, it's not like fucking, like, Hellblade or anything like that, where it's fucking, it just looks like some CG looking fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, this looks like really good CG. It's just like, granted, it's cars and, like, scenery and shit. It's not like fucking, you know, it's not close-ups of, like, people's faces and them emoting, but it's just, dude, like, shit, dude, this is first time in a fucking game in a long time, this is just like, dude, is like, I thought, I mean, convinced me, like, dude, this is like some next gen shit going on. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, you know, it's not like a marginal improvement, like, even compared to, like, Forza 6 or, like, Forza Horizon 3, which is like, it's pretty good looking. Like, dude, this is it just blew me away. It's ridiculous. You know, it's not like some nice effects here and there. It's like, dude, this shit's fucking melting my goddamn eyes. Like, it's, you know, it's like, dude, if I had a fucking 4K HDR, whatever, TV capable, blah, 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 like, all that shit, and I was playing it, dude, I'm like, dude, if this is me on fucking, like, looking at this shit and, like, just regular shitty 1080 on my cheap fucking Samsung TV I've paid, like, $500 for 5 years ago, like, dude, if this is, like, fucking, like, one of those new fancy TVs, I'd probably fucking shit my pants. So, I don't know, maybe I'm kind of thankful that I don't. So, I mean, yeah, dude, I honestly can't think of a better week of releases here. It's like, yeah, you can point to, like, a day or whatever, too, when, like, fucking, like, some really big, hyped-up games came out. Like, I don't know, was it Portal Combat, if you remember that? It was, like, Mortal Kombat X and Portal came out on the same day. And, yeah, and those are both fucking good games and shit. Or, like, Rise of the Tomb Raider and Fallout 4 both came out the same day, and, like, those are both fucking really good games. I'm sure there's plenty more I'm forgetting, where it's fucking like, well, one or two of these fucking good games came out, but it's like, dude, this week it's like, dude, five fucking amazing games came out in the same week, and they're all just fucking, like, me games, you know what I mean? Games for me, so fuck you. I'm gonna go out there and play as much as I can, you know what I mean? It's fucking, dude, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But real quick though, the Grunt Free Press Book Club. I'm still reading Dangerous Gamers, and you should be too. That's also awesome. But what's going on here? It's fucking a bunch of positive shit. It's freaking me out. But yeah, I'm at like page 100 or so of the book, and yeah, it's just such a fucking brutal fucking takedown of SJW fucking faggot journalists. Yeah, I mean, just to sum up real quick of what I've read, I mean, for, you know, for all the talk of journalists, in quotes, like fucking claiming, like, oh, you know, games need to be more fucking, oh, you know, these games today, they should be more political, you know, to prove they've grown up, and, you know, not just for those evil straight white men and fucking young, you know, young fucking straight teens and shit, and, you know. Now, for all that talk, it's fucking like, no, the games today are actually, like, less political and, like, more juvenile than, they've ever been, you know what I mean? As is the argument the guy's making in the book. And, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's fucking true. I mean, you know, as South Park pointed out in their latest episode, that I'm pretty sure they stole the concept from me, because it's almost the exact wording I used to rip fucking on J.B. Waltney a few months ago. It's like, yeah, you know, these new fucking faggot critics don't understand fucking nuance or subtlety at all. And just, you know, and so instead of, like, you know, Fallout or Deus Ex and, you know, those games that go into, like, you know, deep, well-researched, like, political theory and shit, and, you know, they examine, like, multiple sides of an issue and, you know, how politics, you know, politics, even with, like, good intentions, they can become fucking, like, nightmares and, like, oppressive and, you know, and fucking, you know, there's gray areas to everything and everyone, you know. Instead we get, like, trash, like, fucking Firewatch now and, like, fucking, like, Gone Home, which is basically just fucking autobiographies of people, the people who made it, or, you know what I mean, it's fucking, you know, just one perspective to everything. Fucking, it's pretty, everything's like good or evil, and it's like, oh, the oppressed and the oppressor. You know, it's kind of like fucking reading a teenager's angsty diary, pretty much, you know, playing these fucking games. And sometimes it literally is just fucking reading a teenager's angsty diary. And yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just fucking, all they're doing is pushing, like, this one-sided agenda, and just fucking, like, shoving it in your face and fucking, like, cheerleading for it and shit. Like, again, there's no fucking, like, nuance or subtlety to it at all. It's just fucking, oh, here's one fucking issue and one side to it, and think this way or you're bad, you know what I mean? It's fucking everything, again, black and white, just bullshit, so. And yeah, you know, I like how he straight up, he calls fucking Gone Home trash in the book, because it is. That game is fucking awful, and, yeah, if you go back to one of the first things I wrote on gruntfreepress.com, the mission statement that I pulled out of my ass, yeah, I wrote back then, I wrote fucking, I just think Gone Home is a complete piece of shit, and zero alcoholic Southern California-based journalists who hang out with each other at events, and they met the developers, and they were given the game for free, free of charge. None of them agree with me, so fuck them. And, yeah, I mean, the author of Dangerous Gamers obviously agrees with me anyway, so. So, yeah, I'm just going to sue him for plagiarism.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew whereas Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Da, 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 da. lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his